I'll give you the one, the only, Mr. Steve Wilson.
Have Steve come by the studio tomorrow.
What are you doing here, Jack? Why now?
I have a job with Steve, that's why I'm here. One job will make us all rich.
You're living in the past. Steve doesn't climb through windows to make a living anymore. Haven't you heard? After tomorrow, this life is history. You. Me. We all have to be swept under the carpet.
You sure it's the right place?
Yeah. He plays there every weekend. And he's really good. Well, he is.
Who gives a fuck? Over in the office, 9 a.m. sharp. I'll have the paperwork ready.
What are you doing?
You know what he's like.
Where the fuck did you go?
I was in one prison for 7 years. To end up in some cheap bar in Spain. Where's the fucking kid?
Don't you fucking hurt him.
You ever question me again, I'll hack some of your fucking toes off one by one and feed him to you.
We owe him, Steve. Let's just get this over with. He gets what he wants, and we're even.
Don't! Please don't, please! Don't! The fucker there has his own taxi business. And you? You and Mr. Blue is the next big fucking thing. And we're gonna do this once more for old time's sake. We'll split the money, and you and him can fuck all back to your mundane lives. While I'm away smoking Cuban cigars and fucking hot women. We have you, kid.
No. No, no, no. Not now. Not on me last night.
You've just heard the clip there from Irish film noir Spider's Trap, which is launching in the Lighthouse Cinema on Saturday, August 9th. And I'm actually joined on the line now by executive producer John Phelan. John, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks a million for coming on to chat to us today. I'm sure
you
you're
me.
Fairly busy now in the coming weeks up to the launch.
Yeah, we are. We're just at this very moment today, just putting the final touches to sound edit and music. So we'll probably work right up at the 5th or 6th of August to have it absolutely ready. So, it's quite fun at the moment, quite nerve-wracking, but still, it's part of the process and it is all exciting.
And do you want to tell us a bit about the film?
Yeah, sure. The film is about a young man who's essentially from a troubled past, in this case played by Glenn Baker, who plays the role of Steve Wilson. And his real passion, the only thing he ever really wanted to do was to play music. He's an absolutely astonishing harmonica player. But like a lot of these situations, an old friend that I call Jack Spider, recently escaped from prison, and he's really a man driven by greed, and he kind of drags Steve back to a life he left behind. So the film is really getting to a record deal. The record deal is waiting. There's a life-saving chance for him and his daughter. So the question is, will he get to sign the contract, or will his worst nightmare come back to haunt him? And that's what it's about. It's got some comedy, it's got some romance, and it is noir, black and white. It's a tough, edgy picture.
Excellent. The trailer looks fantastic, actually, and it's great to see a film in black and white. I think it really adds to the film noir aspect.
Yeah, well, Alan Walsh, the writer-director, wanted to do this in a noir way. He was chasing images and style in his mind, like, say, Sin City, Orson Wellian, a little bit Hitchcocky, insofar as you could. And there's no doubt that the black and white adds a tremendous gritty texture to the story. It really does change in colour. It's really something else in black and white. Lovely to work into.
And you really get that kind of Hitchcock feel from the trailer. Because film noir is not really something that Ireland has done too much of.
No, you don't see it. Indeed, it's going to, I mean, I suppose to some extent, the bigger picture, the artist brought it back.
Yeah.
And it's made it possible, perhaps, to make this from a distribution point of view. But this is, it is gritty crime, and some of the locations around Dublin just fitted it really, really well. Mm-hmm. But as I say, from the get-go, we decided, no, this is going to be black and white. And that in itself has challenges, because as soon as you go black and white, you're looking at a different design level, you're looking at a different costume level, and of course you're looking at slightly different makeup. You wouldn't make up somebody the same way for black and white
of course,
as you would for a colour one. So there's all those challenges that go with it.
And whereabouts in Dublin did you guys actually film it?
We shot in various locations, I suppose, and I wouldn't describe them as favourites, but some of the bigger places were, we were in Sweeney's Pub in Dame Street downstairs there where we had the band.
Lovely.
We did a bit outside Wings Hotel. We did a good bit of work in John Clare, the factory out there on South Circular Road, which is a wonderful, wonderful place to work. It's all sorts of little nooks and crannies. And we shot here locally in the flats in Churchtown in St. Nahy House. But I suppose the biggest would have been probably down by the Pigeon House and those fantastically iconic chimney stacks, which I see are under potential threat at the moment.
So we see. So you might be the last production to use them.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was lovely down there. It's a really, really really good dock feel for it. The smell of the sea and something really old and you know, something edgy about being down there. And as I say, the chimney stacks are iconic, so hopefully we won't lose them. And, you know, surely it's better to keep them up and sell them than spend money knocking them down. They're not doing anybody any harm.
Exactly.
They were terrific for us anyway. It was great down there.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of Irish locations that are fantastic, and I think the rest of the international movie world seems to be recognising that a bit more these days.
Well, I think we're very lucky internationally, because Ireland as a country is easy to work in.
Yeah.
You get a great response from the people. We certainly, and I have to say this on the air, we got tremendous cooperation from, I think it's Dublin City Council, or Dublin County Council, their arts and film division. They were amazing and very, very helpful at all times. And again, you know, if you're operating with a small enough crew, the majority of locations welcome you and kind of help you to get what you want to get. So, yeah, big, big time. It's one of the big pluses for filming here, I have to say.
And you were just talking about the small crew there. This is an independent production, and you actually said in your press release that it's 80% was students and people who just graduated from media courses, production courses?
Yeah, they're all basically, well, I mean, some of them are students, and of course some of them are graduates, but in putting that crew together, we had tremendous work from a colleague of ours working on the picture, a guy called Cronin Quay, and Cronin had a link in to the what we call the short circuit here, so he was able to find and pull people out who had done various short films. So, in a sense, nobody was on it that didn't have some experience.
Yeah,
and they were absolutely fantastic. You sort of the level of energy and commitment and enthusiasm that they brought to it was. I mean, I know it's a cliche, and they say it's a cliche, but when you're doing something like this for the kind of way we did it, we needed people to be on the same page. And a lot of them were really keen to do it because of the styles, the black and white,
yeah,
the noir. You know, there were artistic reasons why a lot of them did it, and they were all absolutely fantastic.
It's a nice one to have on the CV, all right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but of course, you know, you get into other aspects of the story as well. We had a terrific Simon Delaney doing his spot, as they say, as Nigel, the security guard, with his girlfriend, Natalie. And he just brings extraordinary humour. You know, you're brought up and down a lot in this film, so it's quite an intense film, but there are moments in it that are quite romantic and there are moments in it that are very funny. Simon, of course, always excels, but you get, you know, people like Sarah Carroll, who did Love Hate. Sarah plays the part of Sharon in our film, and she gives an absolutely extraordinary performance. And some of them are kind of first-timers. I mean, Glenn Baker acting for the first time, brilliant on the harmonica, but he's definitely a find, and there's no doubt that he's going to go forward, as will people like Alan Sherlock, who's the baddie, and Dermot McGuinness, and the little girl, Ashley Moran, who's in it, and all the other scene, Carney, Tony Tommy from Fair City, and all of the other fantastic actors. So we were just very lucky. You never know how it's going to work until the first day, and you have them all together. You hope it'll work, and they're all together, and you just hope it'll gel, and it did for us. Thanks, Steve.
I know the launch is on the 9th of August in the Lighthouse Cinema, but when can the general public see the film?
Well, what we're hoping will result from the cast crew launch showing will be that we will get a distribution deal.
Okay.
One of the biggest issues with making films, whether you're backed by the Irish institutions who generally back these films, we're backed by independent finance, but we're hoping that we will get a distribution deal for it, because having a movie made, it's really all about bums on seats. You want people to get out and see it. You want people to hear about it. So we're hoping that resulting from this, it will improve the possibility for us to get proper national and international commercial distribution, and that's what it's about.
Okay, so it's dependent upon that.
Yeah, very much. I think so. Yeah, very, very much so. But it's like everything else. If you don't shout about it, nobody knows about
it.
Absolutely. There's no, you know, there's no point in everybody putting that level of commitment into it. And most of the films made independently wouldn't have a distribution deal. It'd be very unusual to have a distribution deal before you'd start shooting. So we're just going through that process with this fully Irish independent noir film. And we think it's different enough to capture the market. We're really very proud of the performances from the cast, who are all singularly excellent in their work, to be honest. And it looks great. Our DOP, Matt Skinner, who had the task of lighting in black and white, did a terrific job. We were very lucky. We just managed to click with the right people, and it worked. Now we have to get out and sell it and shout and scream about it as much as we can.
I think it would be an awful shame if people don't get to see it after everything that's gone into it. And it, like I said, from the trailer, it absolutely looks fantastic.
Well, if they want to keep in touch with us, Amanda, the Twitter handle is Spiders Trap Film. And we update that nearly every day. So that just lets people know what's going on. As I say, it is independent Irish. It is Irish crew. It is Irish cast. And it's very, very much an Irish story with an undoubted international appeal. And it is a bit different in black and white. So we're all the hands are up, as they say.
And it's pretty much something new for the Irish cinema, in that it is film noir. It's not something that we generally lend ourselves to.
No, it's definitely very different. I suppose it was a little bit risky doing that, because you just don't know how it's going to sell. Some people say, oh God, I don't know, black and white. But we're hoping, because of the story, we're hoping because of the superb acting and the way it's lit and so forth, that it will gel with people, because it's going back to the old days in the 40s when Hitchcock was doing all his films, and what you would do is you'd put a light, the actor would walk into the light. It's very suitably noir, but it's also a kind of a very good story. And without giving anything away, it does have a happy ending, because we like happy endings.
That's good to know, good to know. Well, like you say, hopefully the risk pays off. And again, if people do want to keep up to date and get more information, and hopefully it does make it to our screens, it's at Spiders Trap Film, and the same for Facebook then, it's Spiders Trap Film as well.
That's exactly right. Spot on.
Super, super duper. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today. And I genuinely really hope that we do get to see this film. The trailer looks fantastic, and people can definitely go onto YouTube and have a look at that as well.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure, Amanda. Thanks for giving me the time.
No bother at all.